Some high school football from Friday. Looks like Miller easily handled O'Neill a loss, 58-6 there. Johnson over Tom, 32-24. Riffle beating Noel in a close one, 37-30. And Campbell, again with a win, beating Leboldus, 43-36. High school football ramping up here. It's just a busy time of the year. A lot of you with kids in hockey have been going through hockey evaluations. Now just waiting, perhaps, or almost done with evaluations. See where they all wind up. Season kicking off a few weeks from now. Hey, the old SLGA behind Earl's Albert South is reopened. I guess it's a no-frills store, I'm told. You know the one, right? South Albert? Right behind Earl's restaurant there, in between Albert and Ray. I hear, too, that the underground work has begun now for the new Costco out west. And they're calling it the newest, largest winter's home since in all of Canada. It's set to open, I believe, this week. That's the one near Costco in the East End opening up here, too. And as I was driving past the old PV Mart behind Superstar in the East End, it has become a Spirit of Halloween store. Of course, a few of those around town Halloween stores right now, aren't there? As we head into this first full week of fall, some folks thinking about icy winter highways, and that's why the business community is rallying for a daily flight to be restored between Saskatoon and Regina. Mike Tate from the Regina Chamber of Commerce asking people to weigh in on a new survey they offer.
Our survey closes on October 3rd at noon, so encourage all of our members and the Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce members to complete it.
In all honesty, I'd forgotten we used to have a flight before COVID, back and forth. Between the two centers, but Mike reminded me of that. Speaking of flying yesterday, not a great day to be jetting into Toronto Pearson Airport. There was an outage of those self-serve passport kiosks at customs, and it got so backed up that arrivals were waiting on their planes, and they were warning even today there could still be a little catch-up and some delays if you're going to Toronto, home of the Blue Jays, who clinched. For the seventh time in the team history, the Blue Jays have won the AL East Division title. And they're in a bye till the next round, where they're either going to face the Yankees or the Red Sox, too. A packed house at the Brand Center last night for Bryan Adams, sounding great. Two-hour-plus show. He began the concert. This was kind of cool acoustically on a mini stage at the opposite end of the main stage. Just give it to me. He was one big sing-along from there. He moved over to the main stage. The hits kept coming. It sounded great. You know, I just talked to Buzz right across the hall from me. He looks after Jack 94.5 and Zed and is the host of the world-famous Sunday Morning Oldies on Jack. And Buzz said, you know what? I've seen Bryan Adams several times before, as have I, and Buzz said that was the best I've ever seen him. He thought the energy was amazing and just sounded great. Joanne Zever said the same thing. Sounds amazing. Can't believe 40 years. Rock on, Bryan. Diane Stark thought it was awesome. Sherry Dittmer told me one of the best concerts ever. Well, I don't know if you could say all of Canada's jumping on the bandwagon for the Blue Jays, especially when you ask Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. He will not be joining the bandwagon, but you are excited, aren't you? What a big baseball weekend.
Yeah, let's face it. Most of Canada will certainly be on the Jays bandwagon. And you know, it's a great story for them. For the first time in 10 years, they clinched. They pulled it out. We already knew they were going to the playoffs, but up for grabs was whether they got a bye in the first round. And they were able to do that. They beat Tampa Bay at three straight to sweep that series and clinch the AL East. And it means the Jays and the Seattle Mariners get byes. So they don't have to play in the wild card round, which starts tomorrow and lasts, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then The American League Division Series begins on Saturday.
Now, how did a proud Canadian such as yourself become a Mariners fan and not a Jays fan?
It's a long story. Oh, okay. Way too long for this segment, let me tell you. But it was 95 when I was a kid, and there was a dramatic win by the Seattle Mariners. We'll leave it at that because it gets long and winding.
All right. Well, yeah, we don't have time for that, that's for sure. Besides the Blue Jays, the Riders were a hot topic, too. And just was not meant to be. They kind of came out strong with the defense early, but the team kind of sucked. It was a loss that I do not pret on Brett Lawther as much as I think that it's time to make a change there. He was 2-for-4. I think the whole team kind of sucked, and they'd probably agree that was the case too.
Well, and I'm curious to know like where fans' confidence is in this Riders team.
How can you not still be confident though?
You lose two losses. Well, I mean, you lose to the
three.
To the last place team in the West, in the Edmonton Elks. And I mean, come playoff time, Greg, you lose, you're out. So you know what I mean? Like, it's been up and down this year for the Rough Riders. Obviously, they're going to the playoffs. We know that. It'd be sure nice for them to host a West final game at Mosaic Stadium. But yeah, some of the callers on the Green Zone, they're not maybe feeling so hot.
I think it's to be expected. You win, you lose two in a row like that. But I don't know. I think this club has enough to turn it around. The only thing I think is that I thought Trevor Harris looked like he was just lobbing it out there. It didn't seem to be precise. Even Darryl Davis on the Green Zone after the game thought the same too. And maybe they just got to take it. You know, he's getting up there in age.
You think something's up with him?
Well, he even admitted to kind of like last week after a practice. He said, you know, it's deep into the season here, and there's something off about him.
They have no more bye weeks, so he's got not a whole lot of time.
And I have
a
lot of faith in him still, but I am suggesting that, you know, even in that game Saturday, there was probably an opportunity to just let him sit in the sidelines, put Mayer in for a few runs, and let's see what happens here. But I thought it was cool that the teams were wearing orange jerseys to honor residential school survivors, their families, and communities, in conjunction with National Day for Truth and Reconciliation tomorrow. And Ben Major, a referee, delivered a penalty call at one point in both Ojibwe and English.
Uzu Gakina Awia. We have holding. Winnipeg, number 61. We'll go back half the distance. We'll replay first down.
Yeah, the Riders are even selling a really cool collection of Indigenous logo T-shirts, hoodies, and shirts. And, of course, school's out tomorrow, right? Some people are off tomorrow. It is a federal holiday, correct?
Yes, and so, yeah, and you'll see a lot of orange shirts over the, you know, over the coming days, too, and you're seeing it by, you know, artists, Indigenous artists that have partnered with a lot of retailers to create some of these designs. So, yeah, you'll see a lot of orange here today, tomorrow.
So Catholic schools are out today.
Correct.
Public schools in Prairie are
in. Yeah.
But not for tomorrow, clearly. Hot weather. You heard David Phillips from Environment Canada.
Yeah.
Even he sounds surprised how warm it's going.
Well,
here.
Normally this time of year, yes, it is sweater weather, but hey, it's t-shirt and shorts weather, certainly for the next couple of days. 31, the high tomorrow, the last day of September. But you know what? Over the last couple of years, I've really noticed over the last couple of years, it seems like September is almost an extension of summer. And then fall, to me, seems like it's a couple weeks in October, and then winter.
Well, we know it's going to cool off in October. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But even Phillips said that is still going to be a warmer than normal month for us, too.
So maybe the kids won't need to wear a snowsuit under their Halloween costumes, Greg.
Well, let's not get too carried away. That's still a ways away. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58. I think all our hearts kind of sank Saturday night. Looked like they were on the way to come back, but the Riders fell short.
Gatchewin gets into the end zone in a dramatic drive in the final minute, and now they are a two-point conversion away from tying this game and forcing overtime. Seven plays, 81 yards. Here we go. Two-pointer to tie the score and force overtime. Harris, end zone. No!
Yeah, and and just like the receivers, even Harris, we fans all just kind of like shaking our heads like, well, what just happened there? And joining me now, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. What did you think, buddy? Was it the wrong read by Trevor Harris or receivers? What'd you think?
I think maybe the receivers, the routes or something, because it looked like Trevor was throwing a fade to me. And, you know, the biggest, tallest receiver, probably the athletic guy there, Joe Ajoa, maybe looked like he went the wrong way, but I'm not sure. But that's what it looked like to me, Greg.
Yeah, it was a total letdown and just a bit of a lob by Harris, too. Everyone stood looking, what the heck was that? Aside from that, the defense, decent for a while. Then the Riders, well, they just kind of sucked. And two kicks missed. Here we go. Here we go, Belton. Had Lothar not missed those, it would be a different outcome. So do you pin this one on Brett Belton, or was that a team loss? Because they were all pretty weak in the first half, especially.
I think it was a team loss, Greg. You know, I look in that first quarter alone, three turnovers, right? Trevor Harris threw two interceptions there, and Keyshawn Johnson fumbled the ball as well. And, you know, the defense, they held strong for so long there. I'm thinking it's going to be a great defensive win at, you know, during the game there. And then they let the young running back, Justin Rankin, he got going. You know, he broke that, 37-yard touchdown run. And, yes, Brett Lowther. So, you know, I'm looking at all three phases of that game. And, that two-point convert, that was a timeout by the Elks. You know, so the Riders had time to talk and discuss that play. So, you know, you add all of that up, that's what you get.
It was a team effort when it comes to losing. But trade deadline is coming up this week. Would you be working the phones, looking for a kicker with some proven ability, or do you want to ride Lothar out there and hope the next 45-yarder isn't wide in the West Final?
I don't go off of hope, Greg. I need you know, accuracy there, right? And you know, we've seen it the whole season here. You know, it's been up and down with Brett Lowther there. I think you got to throw something out there to see, to be honest with you, because this is a playoff team. I do think they're a Grey Cup caliber type team. They just got to fix some things here down the stretch here.
Belton Johnson, my guest. It is only two losses in a row. I listened to the Green Zone postgame show. Should Jake Mayer have been put in for Trevor Harris after the first half? As Darrell Davis noted, I think on the postgame show himself, Trevor didn't seem to have much zip on the ball. So what do you think? Would you have liked to see Mayer for a few runs?
I think they could have put him in there, spelled him a little bit, just to, you know, get a fresh arm in there, I'll say, because, you know, some of the throws, you know, Trevor Harris, the two picks there, right? The balls kind of looked lofted, and, you know, there was an out route by one of the receivers where, you know, to me it should have been completed, but he overthrew the guy a little bit where it sailed. So, you know, I'm for getting somebody in there who's going to get the job done. And, you know, with Trevor Harris, you know, maybe they spell him a little bit here, practice here and there, right? He's, 39 years old?
Yeah.
They're going to need that arm, man.
He did seem to be struggling a little there, for sure. Riders are 10-4, still a couple games up on a three-way tie with 8 wins. Calgary, Winnipeg, BC in a log jam for 3rd in the West. It's only going to get more fun from here, Belton. You're not concerned? This is just a bit of a stumble?
It's just a bit of a stumble. You know, I didn't have them winning every game this year. I think I had them going about that, 13-5. So, to me, they are on track right now, Greg.
All right, sounds good. We're out of time, Belton. I appreciate yours.
Hey, have a good one.
A lot of comments about the Bryan Adams concert sold out last night at the Brand Center. In fact, I want to thank Murray and Moose Jaw, who said, Greg, thanks for the free tickets. He went last week. He went. It was fantastic. And my next guest, Evan Bray, was there too. You?
I would also say fantastic. Bryan Adams, 45 years in the music business, and his voice sounds as good today as it ever has.
It kind of a cool opening too, right? The way he did it acoustically,
right at the
opposite end of the main stage.
Yeah.
And It's just hit after hit, as you say. But there was a little drama where Evan Bray sat last night.
I don't know if I'd call it drama, but we did have...
This makes me angry.
A very enthusiastic couple.
Okay.
Who stood the entire concert.
But the whole section you were in...
Nobody else was standing, Greg.
And you go up and down occasionally.
Yeah, up and down is fine.
But they didn't
sit. They did not sit once. My wife... Like, Jody could see.
Yeah.
I could not.
Okay.
And to the point that people behind me were tapping my shoulders, pointing out open seats that I could move to if I wanted to see better. I never said anything to them, partly because, I mean, he was a 62-year-old white man who had great dance moves. And I always enjoyed the way his wife cupped his buttocks throughout the thing right in front of me.
So you saw that a lot more than Bryan Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to great Bryan Adams music and I walked.
But here's the deal. And
bad dancing.
You know, I know the feeling, though, that, you know, you're Evan Bray. And you know,
I didn't say anything.
No, I wasn't going to say anything for you, because you know, through your life as a chief of police, you're well known, you're respected, everyone recognizes that big noggin. Whenever I'm out walking side by side, they go, "Holy crap, you're tall." And I know you didn't want to say anything, but I bet if we were in any other city, we would have.
Probably. Yeah. Or if Jody couldn't have seen. Like, Jody was able to see pretty well. So, I mean, I didn't say anything about it, but we ended up actually at about halfway through the concert leaving our seats, abandoning our seats.
What was the count at how many times she had cupped his bum?
Oh,
by then,
at least a dozen.
Wow.
Probably a baker's dozen.
Yeah, you really did see a good show last night.
It was a show, all right.
Okay, well, I'm sure you had to experience that.
The concert was great. Bryan Adams sounded so good. And boy, I can't remember seeing the Brandt Center that packed.
It was sold out. And might I ask anyone who's listening right now for their opinion, too? Text us, 1-877-300-7275. I know you'll probably do the same on your show, but I'm curious. Should Evan have asked the couple to sit down? You let him go for a few songs.
Yeah.
But then there comes a time, if everyone else in that section is sitting down, come on.
Yeah, we went through bottles of water. We ate nachos. There was a lot of things that we did.
All right. And really quick, you're a Jays fan. You're happy the way this is going?
Well,
right
yeah. I mean, I'm not a diehard baseball fan, but I'm like many. I pick up my interest in the playoffs, and man, I was excited to see. That was a great win on Sunday. Yeah. And of course, they had the upper hand over New York. So now we get the week to watch the series between the Yanks and the Red Sox, and we'll see what happens.
What are you more excited about, the Blue Jays or the Riders right now?
Well, listen, the Riders broke my heart on the weekend, but I'm still confident we've got good things in store for us this year.
Yeah.
Very confident.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we're off the rails yet.
No.
But Brett Lauther has to go.
But it's time to fire some people.
2-for-4. We, you know, had he not missed.
But Greg, there was lots of, I mean, we had turnovers.
The whole
in the
team
first
sucked.
Yeah. It was not good.
I didn't say who it is. Evan and Greg, it's a live rock concert. Standing and dancing is what it's about.
There you go.
It's not a streaming concert. When you're sitting on your couch at home.
You've
been told.
I mean, I know that's the attitude, which is why I didn't say anything to the people.
Disagree on the side of the standers. Here comes another. Oh, we're not going to lose it. They bought their tickets. We are standers. It's a concert. Were you sitting in front of Evan Bray last night? Whoever just commented.
I actually took a couple pictures, and then I thought, no, I'm not going to shame these people on social media.
No, I would never have done that either.
But no, I wasn't taking pictures of them. I was trying to take pictures of Bryan Adams. I just happened to get...
You got 30 to tell me why I got to tune in at 8:30.
Well, we've got a full show today, but we're going to start predominantly talking about the postal strike, which, of course, is now looking like it's got no end in sight. This is the second one we've seen in, a year or not under a year. I've got a labor lawyer coming in to talk about the federal government's ability to make this move and a union president to talk about why they're worried about what's happening.
Evan Bray Show. We'll be back at 8:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.